USA Radio News.
Former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said she will not run for president again. Clinton discussed her answer on Tuesday when asked the question by CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
Would you ever run for president again?
No, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we have a president who respects our democracy and the rule of law and upholds our institutions.
What if Donald Trump runs again?
He should be soundly defeated.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is projected to win the Democratic primary in the state's gubernatorial race. The Associated Press called the race around 8:35 p.m. on Tuesday. Healey was considered the presumptive Democratic nominee after State Senator Sonia Rosa Chang Diaz announced earlier in the summer she would be dropping her bid for governor. Vice President Kamala Harris will appear at Ground Zero on Sunday to mark the 21st anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Harris will attend the annual ceremony in New York. According to the New York Daily News, President Joe Biden will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to speak at the crash site of Flight 93. At least two people are dead as a brush fire is spreading rapidly in Southern California. The more than 2,000-acre Fairview fire has destroyed at least seven structures, damaged several others, and forced at least 3,000 families to evacuate. People in Jackson, Mississippi still can't drink the city's water. A boil water advisory has been in effect for more than a month. Officials said they must see two rounds of clear samples, which is a process the city plans to begin midweek. Federal officials say DNA identifies deceased truck driver Henry Wise as the 1988 killer of Stacy Lynn Chahorsky. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A settlement in an e-cigarette lawsuit has been reached.
Tobacco company Juul is shelling out nearly a $500 million for marketing its vaping products to teens. Juul agreed to pay over $438 million as part of a settlement with 34 states. It also forces the e-cigarette manufacturer to comply with strict terms that severely limit the company's marketing and sales practices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Top Gun Maverick is passing Black Panther as the fifth highest grossing movie ever in North America. The Tom Cruise-led sequel also passed the $700 million mark, which is now the sixth film to ever do so domestically. The next highest grossing movie is Avatar, which is getting a re-release in theaters this month. Heavy rains are hitting the Korean Peninsula.
The most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea in years on Tuesday dumped 36 inches of rain, destroyed roads, and felled power lines. But the death toll of three could have been much higher if not for proactive evacuations and closures of schools, according to South Korean officials. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Uvalde, Texas students returned to classes on Tuesday for the first time since the mass shooting in May, where 19 students and two adults died. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.